Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the world of MCP servers and how they can supercharge your coding workflow, especially if you're a vibe coder like me.
Vibe coding? Is that like coding with good vibes only?
Haha, sort of. It's when you're in the zone, coding away, thinking everything's perfect, until you hit that dreaded error and your console explodes with logs.
Ugh, I know that feeling. Manually copying and pasting logs to debug, so tedious.
Exactly. And even worse when there are no logs. Then it's screenshot time, more manual pasting. The struggle is real. But guess what? There's a better way.
Don't keep me in suspense. Tell me.
Browser Tools MCP Server. This open source tool automates checking logs, grabbing screenshots, and feeding them to Cursor to help fix issues automatically. Mind blown, right?
Okay, color me intrigued. How does it work?
First, you grab the Browser Tools repo, clone it, and open it in Cursor. Then install the Chrome extension. Gotta enable developer mode for that. Next, run the Browser Tools server. This connects to the extension. Finally, integrate with Cursor via the MCP settings. Add a new server with the correct command, and bam, you're ready to roll.
Got it. Interesting. So no more manual copy-pasting?
Nope. Just ask Cursor to gather error logs and fix them, and it uses the browser tools to get errors, logs, screenshots, the whole shebang. It even tries to fix them for you. Pure magic.
Hold on, that sounds almost too easy. Any caveats?
Well, Windows users might face some hurdles, especially with WSL. You'll likely need to compile the server yourself and use local paths, bypassing MPX. It's a bit more involved, but totally doable.
That's good to know. And what about creating custom commands for all this?
Oh, absolutely. Use Cursor's project rules, create a debug command, and link it to your browser tool setup. Then just type /debug and let the magic happen.
So basically it's automating the entire debugging workflow? I see. Interesting.
Pretty much. It's a game changer for vibe coders. No more tedious debugging, just smooth, automated workflows.
This is amazing. I'm definitely going to give this a try.
Awesome. And don't forget to check out the tutorial project on GitHub for more details. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.